attendeth my way. When sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul. It is well,
it is well
with my soul,
with my soul.
It is well, it is well with my soul. Though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, let this blessed assurance control that Christ has regarded my helpless estate, that hath shed his own blood for my soul. It is well with my soul. My sin, all the bliss of this glorious thought, my sin not in part but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear
I look up to the mountains. Does my strength come from mountains? No, my strength comes from God, who made heaven and earth and mountains. He won't let you stumble. Your guardian God won't fall asleep, not in your life. Israel's guardian will never doze or sleep. God's your guardian, right at your side to protect you, shielding you from sunstroke, sheltering from moonstroke. God guards you from every evil. He guards your very life. He guards you when you leave and when you return. He guards you now. He guards you always. It seems a bit repetitive to say again, we've not been this road before, we've not been here before, but it's true. But God has seen all this. We read it in scriptures, the Israelites in the wilderness, in exile. But God was always there, even if he felt far off to his people. God was always there, just as he's here now. He's not dead. He's not asleep. He's not dozing. As people of faith, as people called to be followers of our Lord Jesus Christ, we can stand in his faith and put our trust in him. As we face these restrictions of movement and connection and socialization, we must remember they're for our own health and well-being, as well as that of everyone else's. But this time we can be positive. We can use this time wisely. We can read God's word. What is it that he's saying to us? What does he want us to do about that? We can pray for family and friends, for key workers, for NHS staff, for an end to the coronavirus, for those who have been infected with COVID-19 to be healed. But we can just take the time to pray, to pause, to be still, to just come before God, to rejoice, to give thanks in all circumstances, to give thanks to him that there's people caring, there's people looking out for us, to ask. Ask God, what's on your heart? What is it you want to ask him? Ask him for these people we pray for. Ask him for what you need. And yield. Submit to him. Open to him. Take time to listen to what he's saying and what he's saying to you. Let's pray. Christ, as a light, illumine and guide me. Christ, as a shield, overshadow me. Christ under me, Christ over me, on my left and my right. This day be within and without me, lowly and meek, yet all-powerful. Be in the heart of each to whom I speak, in the mouth of each who speaks unto me. This day be within and without me, lowly and meek, yet all-powerful. Christ as a light, Christ as a shield, Christ beside me on my left and on my right. Amen.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fear.